Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of St. Luke, chapter 18. The book of St. Luke, chapter 18. We're going to look at just one verse there. If you find it, say amen. The verse is 42. Thanks to all of our pastors that are here with us this morning, all of our associate ministers, we appreciate every one of you. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18, verse 42. The Bible says, "And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight." Take note of that few words. God said there is something that you and I need to receive this morning. It's called sight. Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee." While you are still standing, let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for your presence in this house. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We don't take your presence for granted. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you. Thank you for the opportunity to sing your praise. Thank you for watching over us last night. Thank you, O God, that we are still in the land of the living. Thank you for our health and our well-being. Lord, we thank you even for our salvation, O God. Thank you for the privilege to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. We ask that you forgive us of our shortcomings. And Lord, we pray that you will speak to our spirit man this morning. We pray that you will meet every need. Glorify yourself in this house. Lord, I pray that you will remember your servant. Give me the unction, the anointing to proclaim your word. Without your anointing, I'm just a noise. Let the power of God flow freely, unhindered, without any interruption in this house. And I thank you, O God, just to know your word will not return void. Bless somebody. Heal somebody. Deliver somebody. Save somebody today. We'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you on the subject titled, The Gift of Sight. The gift of sight. Allow me to give you a quick background to this message. Early in the week, one of my associates, Brother Terrence, called me to ask me, Doc, what are you going to be preaching on Sunday? And I told him, I have no clue. And then I just go about my business. Then this past Friday, I came to church like everybody else for prayer meeting. And I sat down just minding my own business, trying to pray with the rest of the saints. And one of the young people, our brother Isaiah, came forward. I didn't know he was going to speak. I'm just minding my own business. And he shared with the congregation that our young people out there are in trouble. I sat there listening to him like everybody else. Then he diagnosed their problem. He said, people, you all in the church, I'm a young man, I interact with young people all over the city. They are blind. I gave you their name so you know. Sometimes I take you behind the scenes so that you see how God deals with pastors and ministers. I did not say a word. Then somewhere along the way, one of the deacons, Brother Willie Jackson, began to sing a song. He said, there's a man down the street giving sight to the blind. Now, I have to admit, it's one of those old songs. I never heard that before. But I listen. I pay attention to what's going on. Most pastors do, even though we don't let you know. And right there, the Holy Spirit spoke to me that this Sunday, go and teach God's people about the gift of sight. Now you know where that comes from. Amen. Amen? When I talk about sight as a gift, let me remind you that the Holy Spirit gave unto people and to his church many kinds of gift. See, for example, there are people in the church who are apostles. Some are prophets. Some are teachers. These are gifts from God. They don't make themselves prophets. There are people who are pastors. A pastor is a gift. There are people who are evangelists. All kinds of gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to his people, to his church. There are gifts of miracles. Some people have gift of faith. Some people have gift of healing. These are in your Bible. When you want to study, find time to study the book of Romans chapter 12. Tells you, give you a list of all the gifts. Also, read the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. It's easy to remember, 12:12. The Bible talks about the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge. The Bible talks about discernment. That's a gift. Prophecy is a gift. Tongues is a gift. Even tongues and interpretation is a gift. Some people have gift of help. Believe it or not, some people have gift of giving. Some people have gift of leadership. Believe it or not, there is a gift of hospitality. I can go on and on. I'm trying to suggest to you, God is so good, he bestows gifts. Wisdom is a gift. Today I want to talk about one gift that you would need for your Christian journey. So you better pay attention. And this gift is rarely talked about in the church. I'm sure you heard about healing, you heard about prophecy, you heard about miracles, but you rarely hear about the gift of sight. Having the gift of sight means that you have a blueprint for your life. The reason why many people messed up in life is because they have no sight. The reason why people marry the wrong person and start the wrong business and call the wrong pastor. What is missing is this gift called the gift of sight. Movement without direction is trouble. You have to be able to see. Are you still here this morning? If I ask all of you, we play this kind of game when I was young in Africa. We will get our clothes and tie our face. And then ask that person to go somewhere. So if I ask each of you to tie your face and close your eyes and then go to your car, you'll be surprised how many people will fall, how many people will run into another person. So having your sight is critical to your life. This is why I ask you to please pay attention. And when I talk about sight, there are two kinds of sight. You ought to be able to see in the natural. But there is another kind of sight, being able to see in the spirit. Some of you, most of you probably have your sight in the natural. Yet I will admit, even in the natural, many of you need healing because you don't see good. That's why your glass is so big. Your glass is bigger than your head. Don't look at your neighbor now. But I like to keep things real, you know. Some people see in the natural, but their sight is blurry. Don't feel bad. I can relate to that. Yesterday, I was watching an old recorded game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Saints. And I noticed I wasn't seeing the picture quite well. So I picked me a reading glass so I can see better. So I'm not just talking about you. My point is that being able to see is important. It's even more important if you can see in the spirit. Now, just look at somebody next to you and say, "Now I know what he's going to talk about." Now, the passage that I just read to your hearing in the book of St. Luke, chapter 18, I want you to take a look at verse 35. The Bible begins to tell you a story that will give us a picture of this gift. The Bible says Jesus was passing by And as he was approaching the city of Jericho, there was a blind man sitting by the roadside and begging. Make sure that's in your Bible. Notice something with this man. He had legs. He has hands. He probably have his mind. But because he has no sight, he became limited. He ended up being a beggar on the roadside. That's how important this gift of sight is. You can have everything else. If you don't have your sight, you're in trouble. This brother was grounded by the side of the road, just begging. Then verse 36 of Luke 18 says, one day he was hearing a bunch of people passing by. And then he asked the question, what's going on? Since he could not see, he does notice a lot of movement, and he wanted to ask what's happening. Verse 37 of that same chapter, he was told that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Now you see, when you go to church and you see them singing, pass me not, O gentle Savior. See, that's from the passage. Jesus was passing by. Once he found out that Jesus was passing by, he had enough sense. Luke chapter 18, verse 38, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The next verse, verse 39, says, people were trying to tell him to shut up. One of the things you can do for yourself is to get in the habit of loud praise. Too many churches are too quiet. But when you are desperate, when you are serious about receiving, then you ought to come to church and tell somebody, hold my meal. I got something to shout about. My job is on the line. You can't keep me quiet. The devil is messing with my child. You're not going to keep me quiet. Satan has been messing with my marriage. Oh, you better move. And sometimes you ought to tell somebody next year, and say, if you have nothing to shout about, do me a favor, shout for me. Are you all seeing this thing? So a homeboy began to shout. They're trying to tell him, shut up. But the Bible says the more they tried to hold him down, the louder he got. I don't know about you. I like a church member like that. I have some people the Lord sent to my way like that. Bessie Christian was one of them. There's a reason that I love Shirley Williams. There are some people that you can't keep them quiet. I can close my book and go home. If you really want to see miracles in your life, learn to praise God. That's right, Pastor. Open your mouth. Because God woke you up this morning. Do I have a witness in the house? It was God who put food on your table. Maybe I'm just preaching to me too. Do I have a witness in the house? Just for you to be in your right mind. Oh, you better call the police. I'm fixing to shout now. God has been so good to us. That's why the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Somebody shout hallelujah. I believe that hallelujah is still under construction. That's right, Pastor. If the Lord has been good to you, oh glory. If the Lord has made a way for you, if he has been a shelter in time of storm, open your mouth, shout hallelujah. Homeboy was shouting. Homeboy was screaming, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. You know one thing I love about his story, while he was shouting, while people are getting on his nerves, he got Jesus' attention. I don't know who I'm preaching to today. Maybe the key to every problem being solved in your life is for you to get Jesus' attention. I thank God for the choir. I thank God for the musicians. I thank God for the worship team. But ain't nobody can sing your shout. Ain't nobody can praise your praise. Because you the one the Lord healed. You the one the Lord made a way for. You the one that God paid your bills. You have a witness in the house. My God, my God. The Bible said in verse 40, Jesus stood and said, okay, please go bring that gentleman. And they brought him to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, sir, now you got my attention. Verse 41, Luke 18. Jesus said, what can I do for you? I can stop that right there and preach. I know you came to worship God. But the Holy Spirit is asking you and me this question. What do you want? Don't just come here today and go back the same. Now you are in the presence of God. What do you want? I heard the songwriter say, Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. The songwriter said, if you seek and you can't get well, tell him what you want. It's hard to feed a closed mouth. Are you all listening to me this morning? Too many of us will come to church out of routine. You walking broke and you went home broke. Why? Because you never tell God what you want. Are you still here this morning? Now, this is the amazing thing that I received from reading this passage. That man said, that I may receive my sight. As a theologian, what caught my attention is this. He never asked Jesus, open my eyes. Just let that soak in. That's not what he asked for. Instead, he said, that I may receive my sight. That's what I come to talk to you about today. Your eyes can be open and you don't have no sight. Trying to help somebody. Just because your eye is wide open. I wasn't there, but I can imagine. I've seen a lot of blind people. Their eyes are wide open. But they can't see nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to tell you is that true sight is a gift from God. You know why I know it's a gift? In verse 41, Luke 18, verse 41, the man said, that I may receive. So it's a gift you have to receive. My assignment is to show you today how you and me can receive this gift. Just like the gift of healing, you have to receive it. Just like the gift of miracle, you have to receive it. Just like the gift of leadership, of help, whatever gift, you have to receive. Notice what Jesus said back to him in verse 42. Luke 18, verse 42. Jesus said, receive your sight. This is a world church. We have no show for nobody. But the Bible says, in all you're getting, get understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, the mystery of this gift is what I told you earlier. Your eyes can be wide open, but you don't see a thing. And let's flip it. Your eyes can be closed, and you can see very clearly. Let me give you an example. When you get a chance, read the book of Acts, chapter 9. Verse 12, you see the story of Apostle Paul. He was Saul back then. And you know he was going to Damascus to mess with Christians. You all remember that story. And then Jesus showed up and knocked him off his mule. That's a whole sermon. Because if you don't straighten out your life, the Lord will knock your behind. Knock you off your meal. I've been there. Not only did Jesus knock him off his meal, then he blinded him. Am I still in the book? But the amazing thing about Paul is that even though he's not blinded, you keep on reading the account in verse 12, Acts chapter 9, verse 12. The Bible said, He found himself on the street called Straight. So I'm saying, oh, whoa, 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 wait a minute. The Negro is not blind. How is he getting around? And then the Bible makes it even more complicated that when he got to a house, he was praying and he was seeing visions. That's why I say your eyes in the natural can be closed up, and yet you can see very clearly. The reason why many of us are making so many mistakes in life is because we don't see very clearly. My message to you and me this morning, physically, you may be blind. Yet you may have this gift of sight. The problem, again, I say unto you, many people have their eyes wide open, but they have no clue what to do in life. I remember a story of a gentleman. Jesus healed him. He was blind in the natural. Jesus touched him, and he was healed. Then Jesus asked him, hey, boo, what do you see? The brother told Jesus, I see men as trees. That's a sight that is not pretty clear. That's why Jesus had to touch him again the second time. Many of you here today, you need a second touch. I'm trying to help people. And this time, when the Lord touched him again, Jesus asked him the same question. Dude, what do you see? Now he said, I see very clearly. My message today for all of you, myself included, mere opening of your eyes doesn't mean you have sight. You can be looking and yet not seeing. And that's why that man, blind Bartimaeus, asked Jesus. He didn't ask him to open his eyes. He said, that you may give me my sight. So the question must be asked, how do I get this gift? I finally get to my assignment. Or to flip the question in a different way. Because many of you, you think you're all right. How will you know if you already got the gift of sight? There are four indicators in the Bible. I don't have all the time to do that, so I may have to preach this in series. I will start today to point out how you can receive this gift of sight. Four indicators. To put it another way, four channels that you would know clearly you're walking in that gift. And when God gives it to you, you will recognize it. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention, I beg you. Because this gift will enable you to know how to move from one thing to another, from one accomplishment to another accomplishment. The Bible says how you move from glory to glory. That's my heart desire for every member of my church, every minister associated with me. I was talking to one of my sons in the ministry, and he was telling me what God is doing in his ministry. He said, I just want to thank you. He said, you would never believe how much you helped me. You opened my eyes. His name is Fred Jones. He said, I was in ministry. I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't even know my own worth. You helped me. I see better. This gift is for everyone. You cannot be connected to this ministry and not be blessed. It's impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, when you receive this gift of sight, the first indicator, the first channel that you would know you got it is called dreams and visions. Are you listening to me? Do you remember in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, that prophet talks about the time will come when God will pour out his spirit, not on just some people. You can get this gift today. He said, your sons, your daughters, they will prophesy. That's a gift. He said, your old men will dream dreams. Your young men, young women will see visions. That's the first channel. If you fail to receive this gift of sight, you will never have a platform for dreams and visions. Even when you have dreams, it will be mundane stuff, like you went to the movies and you dream about it. You are a loser. Because the devil has a counterfeit for every gift of God. But God wants to show you things. He wants to download stuff through dreams, through visions. You'll be amazed how many people are pastoring churches and they have no vision. The key to us getting to where we are today is this gift I'm talking about. You got to have a vision. The problem with you many women, listen to me, sisters. You know I love you. I love you. The Lord created you to be a helpmate to your husband. But how are you going to help somebody that has no vision? Just think about it. How are you going to help a car that is parked? The car is not moving. The first channel of you knowing you have sight is when you begin to dream. God revealing things. Ask yourself, when was the last time you have a God kind dream? If you cannot remember the last time God gave you a clear directive, this is the man to marry. This is the God is my witness. Before this church get together to even vote on who is going to be their pastor, I already announced that I am the pastor of Zion Hill. Do you think I have an It's a gift. It's available to you. It's available to me, to all God's children. Today is a day of receiving. Say amen to that. God wants to give you the blueprint for your life. God wants to give you the blueprint for your family. God wants to give you the blueprint to raise your children. The blueprint to run your business. That you will not just be another business in town. You will stand out among your peers. Your capacity to dream. Your capacity to see vision is called a gift of sight. That's what will help you to direct your course along life way. Check out Job chapter 33, verse 14. The Bible says God speaks once. And yes, twice. So the question must be asked, if God speaks to you and me, how does he speak to you? I just give you the key. And if you don't believe me, look at Job chapter 33, verse 15. God tells you exactly how he will speak to you. What did he say? He said, I will speak to you through what? Dreams. So if you're not having dreams, and you come into church every Sunday, and singing Kumbaya, and then you live your life tried by error, do you really think I can pastor this church by trial and error? I will be doomed. I don't stand a chance. God said, I will speak to you. Look at that verse again. Job chapter 33, verse 15. I will speak to you through dreams. And what else? visions. Then he told you when? During the night, when you are in deep sleep, when you are slumbering in your bed. Can the Bible be more clearer than that? And just before you came here, many of you, you spent 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep. You never heard a thing from God. Pay attention. Every time you go to bed, while you are sleeping, while you are slumbering, the Spirit of Almighty God wants to download, wants to talk to you. That's the realm of dreams and vision. I'm going to warn you, though, because everything that God does, the devil has a counterfeit. So be careful that you're not having dreams and the devil is telling you stuff. And you can tell when the devil is... See, it's mighty quiet today. Because the devil is also interested in your dreams and your vision. The reason why I know the devil has a counterfeit, think about it. Why do people go to sleep and they're having a nightmare? Do you think that came from God? That's the devil. The next thing that happened, tell the devil, say, my pastor told me you the devil. People sometimes wake up with bad dreams. That's the devil. Many people's lives have been messed up because of bad dreams. Many lives has been misdirected because they've allowed their spirit man to become a channel for the devil. If your dreams and your vision is not important, why do you think the devil is trying to mess with you? That's why I say pay attention to your dreams. Today, all of us, we're going to live here, and hundreds and thousands of people have got people listening overseas in foreign countries to your church. God's going to set all of us free today. Amen. What I'm trying to tell you is that a lot of things that will go on in your life, a lot of transaction happens in the spirit realm. Do you remember, and I'm trying to rush now, do you remember King Pharaoh had a dream, didn't understand what's going on, and had to invite a little Jewish teenager boy who had this gift I'm talking to you about. His name is Joseph. Guess what Joseph told him? Joseph told Pharaoh in the book of Genesis, chapter 41, verse 25. Joseph told him, he said, God has shown you in your dream, Mr. King, what God is about to do. That's what God will do in your dream. God will tell you your next step. God will give you the blueprint. Where are you going to go? Whether you should take a job? Who should be your pastor? Who should be your husband? What wife? Not everybody is shaking their booty in front of you. I meant to be your spouse? Hey, don't turn me off. God knows exactly what you need in this neighborhood. In all of your getting, get understanding. Joseph told the king, sir, the dream you have is God talking to you about what is going to happen. And you all know the rest of the story. When that boy interpreted the dream, he saved the whole country from trouble. The question for you and me this morning, has God shown you what he's about to do in your life? Or are you waiting on the Hollywood and the folks in Washington? You're watching the news. You're trying to figure it out. God wants to speak to you concerning your family. God wants to speak to you concerning your business. God wants to speak to you concerning your job. God wants to speak to you concerning your future. The truth be told, to tell you how important this gift of sight through the channel of dreams and vision, some people go to bed just like you did last night, and they wake up into an enviable future. One dream can change the course of your destiny. If you don't believe me, when you get to heaven, check with Solomon. When you hear about Solomon being a wise man, don't let them fool you. The Negro went to bed just like you did. It was in his dream that God showed up and talked to him and said, hey, Brother Baba, what do you want? In a dream, his destiny changed overnight. Dreams, visions. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I have time to really walk you through how God's been doing this. You remember Abraham? You remember the Israelites went to Egypt and they were in slavery for 430 something years? Before that happened, God appeared to Abraham in a dream. And God explained to Abraham, listen, this is what's going to happen to your people. God told him when they're going to go into slavery. God told him when they're going to come out. What you all call Exodus. Exodus means people coming out. Every one of that was revealed. I wish I can take you out to eat something. Everything I'm doing this church, I cannot do anything without God. Without God, I could do nothing. Don't be fooled by the degrees. What do I know? Where have I been? What school can prepare me for this? We need our sight. Ladies and gentlemen, this dream and vision is very, very crucial. I got to tell you, God will warn you. Did you hear what I said? Many people have escaped serious danger in their lives because God warned them in a dream. And can I be brutally honest with somebody? Some people are dead now. They should not have been dead. If they were paying attention to dreams and vision, God tried to warn them, trying to show them, don't go this direction. Many people are stuck with wrong spouse. Don't look at nobody. The Lord told you that Negro ain't good. You have some check in your spirit. But you didn't pay attention. Do you remember? Forgive me, I know they're trying to stop me. Let me move this direction. I'm going to pray to you. Jacob. The Bible says he had a dream. Am I in the book? And he saw a connection, a ladder. Am I still in the book? That connect heaven, that's right, Pastor, and earth. He saw angels ascending and descending. His life was forever changed through his dream. You know what I'm trying to tell you? You need the gift of sight. Mama, you know Jesus as a little boy. Herod was trying to kill that baby. How did the parents find out? Through dreams. God wants to talk to you. Listen, church, I'm trying to set you up for big time success in life. That won't cost you a dime except to receive the gift. See, I was going to talk about four things. I only finished one, and he stood up. How about that? God won Mary and Joseph through dream. When you receive this gift, let me tell you a secret. People are smiling in your face, but you'll be able to see through it. Can you all handle this? Okay, I get it. All right. In conclusion, another challenge. I promise I'll be sure. This is a second channel that you can tell you have the gift of sight. Another channel is your imagination. You begin to receive serious imagination. When everybody is thinking small, God will be downloading big ideas. Big idea. Uncommon ideas. I wish I have time. God one time noticed the Son of Man, they were building a tower called Babel. Am I still in the Bible? The Bible says God came down to check what they're doing out. Why would God come down to check their world? God said, if they can imagine it, nothing can stop it. Let me talk to those of you in business. So I got to stop. My wife's standing. Now, there's a brother by the name Elon Musk. A few years ago, you never heard of him. I don't know whether the gift he got is from God or from the devil. I don't know the man. I've never met him. I make money through him. Ain't no shame in my game. How did he become the richest man on earth? A foreigner. He came from Africa, my neck of the wood. he looked at the banking industry and see that there ought to be a better way to move money. He started a company called PayPal. Now, that company is functioning in more than 100 nations. He made billions. Imagination. He saw another industry called space industry. The whole government of United States, they're dancing around, they're slow. NASA couldn't get things done. He imagined a better way to make a spacecraft. All the spacecraft that the government was making will crash in the water upon return, not usable. He came up with SpaceX. I invested in it. Freely I receive. Freely I'm trying to show everybody in this community. Don't just be a Christian. Be a successful Christian. Don't just be an ordinary. God wants to make you an extraordinary man. Extraordinary woman. God wants you to shake the foundation that you can rock the boat in your family and set everybody free. Now the government have to use his company to fly to space. And then he catch the ship and reuse it again. Make billions. Are you listening to me? He came into the internet business. Took over with his ex-corporation. He came into the automobile industry. We have companies like Ford, GM, Mercedes-Benz. He took over from every one of them and beat them within a decade with his company called Tesla. You know his secret? The ability to imagine. To imagine is a part, is a channel of receiving this thing called the gift of sight. I want to pray with somebody. I can go on and on. Somebody, God wants to show you how to live. God wants to show you the direction for your future. God wants to show you his plans for your family, for your children, for your health, for your business. Everybody stand to your feet. I want to stand in agreement with you today. Some of you, you're blessed with some children. You ought to intercede for your children. And say, I want this. If I missed it, I want the next generation after me, the seed of my womb, to be able to capitalize on this. If you're here today, you say, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Find your way to the altar. I want to pray with you.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours. We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232.